Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to talk about five funny inventions that we don't really need. Already yesterday we've talked about some silly inventions, the noodle fan, and we had one other invention, right, Carolyn? What was that other silly invention?
The portable chin rest. It was very silly. We tried to use it, and I'm not sure that I would really want to take that places with me.
No, I think other people might stare at you kind of strangely. Well, there are some things that are very useful in the world, very useful inventions. Well, do you have any ideas for what you might possibly invent? What could be a useful invention? And why do you think that we need that thing? Carolyn, do you have any cool ideas?
Well, I had this idea for an invention. Well, I was talking to one of my friends, and he came up with this idea for an app that you take a picture of an animal, and then the app will tell you the name and all the information about that animal.
Interesting. That's a really good idea. You know, someone might steal that idea after they watch Studio Classroom today. That is a great idea for an app. I would download that app, Carolyn.
That's great. If they take that idea and make the app, then I can use it.
Exactly. Well, that's a good idea for a useful invention, a good app for your smartphone. Well, today we're continuing to learn about some more silly invention ideas. Let's get started with the telephone dumbbell.
Five funny inventions we don't really need. The telephone dumbbell. The battle between doing work and working out continues. You are gaining weight, but you work in an office all day. Who can spend valuable time exercising? Meet the telephone dumbbell. This telephone is attached to a weight. You can answer the phone and exercise your arms. The DVD rewinder. Years ago, people had to rewind a videotape after watching a movie. What a pain. But it's the modern age of DVDs now, and with a new era comes new technology. The DVD rewinder is a great time saver.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Have you ever wanted to rewind your DVD? Yes, don't worry. Someone has invented it. In today's article, we'll find out all about it. Let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Valuable. Valuable is an adjective. Your opinion is very valuable to this company. Please be honest. Technology. Technology is a noun. It's hard to keep up with new technology. Every month, there's a new gadget. Pop into. Pop into is a phrasal verb. Just pop the pizza into the oven. It's easy. Sweatshirt. Sweatshirt is a noun. Carrie loves her old sweatshirt. It's so comfortable. Your more information words are dumbbell. Dumbbell is a noun. Rewinder. Rewinder is a noun. Hood. Hood is a noun. Sounds like it'll be fun. Let's dive right in.
We will continue learning about the DVD rewinder in a little bit, but first, let's look back at the telephone dumbbell. Now, Gabe, it looks like you're doing a little work out there with the dumbbell.
Yes, it's true. This is good exercise, Carolyn. I'm working out my right arm with this dumbbell. As you can see, a dumbbell is a kind of weight, and usually you just use one hand to to carry or lift a dumbbell. Another kind of weight is a barbell. It's longer and you use two hands to lift it. But this is my big dumbbell.
Well, we are talking about the telephone dumbbell.
Oh, yes.
So the battle between doing work and working out continues. You are gaining weight, but you work in an office all day. And that is a very common battle that many people face.
It's true. Now we saw a phrase there. Actually, a couple phrases in that first sentence. Doing work and working out. Both the phrases use the word work, but what's the difference? Well, you know what doing work is. You're doing your homework or you're at your office and you're getting your job done. You're doing work. Carolyn, what is working out?
Working out is what you're doing now, Gabe. Exercising, working your muscles, trying to stay healthy and strong.
That's right. So you can go to the gym or a special place like that to work out. So you're gaining weight. You work in an office all day. Who can spend valuable time exercising? Well, let's take a look at that key word there. It is valuable. If something is valuable, it's precious. You don't want to lose it. You don't want to waste it. It is valuable.
It is worth a lot. Gold is very valuable to most people. They think that it is a very valuable or worth a lot of money. Now, some other things that are valuable are diamonds, other gems, these birthstones that we've been talking about each month. October is the opal. That is also a valuable stone.
That's right. That's a valuable stone. Many jewels, of course, are valuable. Well, think about the things that you have in your house. What things do you own that are valuable? What valuable things do you have? Talk about them in English. Right now, it's time, of course, for us to talk about the dumbbell, the telephone dumbbell. We see the sentence, meet the telephone dumbbell. And yes, I have my dumbbell here. And of course, I have my smartphone. And so if I need to work out while I'm talking on the phone, I can just answer the phone, lift the dumbbell up, and start talking to my friend. Hello?
Well, that is a very interesting invention, Gabe. Mm-hmm. And we saw this phrase, meet the telephone dumbbell. And right now it is time for us to meet Liz in the grammar gym to learn more about this phrase.
Hi there, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the grammar gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, the writer says, meet the telephone dumbbell. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the word at the beginning of the sentence, meet. Normally, we use meet to talk about seeing someone for the first time, like, I'm so glad to meet you. And when we are introducing someone new, we can say, I would like you to meet our special guest. But in today's sentence, the writer is not introducing a person. Instead, the writer is using meet to introduce the telephone dumbbell. This is a great word to use when you want to introduce something new to your audience. For example, if you're at a computer convention, you might hear, ladies and gentlemen, meet the latest tablet computer. Or if you're at a local amusement park and there's a new roller coaster ride, you might hear, friends, meet the fastest roller coaster ride in the history of the city. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye.
Thank you, Liz. So, of course, you saw what the telephone dumbbell kind of looks like. Now, this telephone is attached to a weight. Just like I was carrying before, the phone is attached to a weight, and you can answer the phone and exercise your arms. It's a great way to get a good workout, Carolyn.
While you are at work, You can work out while you work. Well, that sounds useful, but a little bit silly. Now, we do have another invention, a very interesting one, the DVD rewinder. And a rewinder is something that goes back. You use it to return something to the beginning.
That's right. You usually use this word when you're talking about maybe a videotape, VHS. Do you remember VHS's, videotapes? Ah, so many of you have never even seen a videotape. Now all we use is DVDs when we're watching movies. But before, we had videotapes, and we would rewind them in a rewinder. Actually, there was always a sticker that video stores had. They said, "Be kind, please rewind your videotapes."
That's right, and we read here, years ago, people had to rewind a videotape after watching a movie. What a pain! It could take a while, especially if it was a long movie.
That's right. But it's the modern age of DVDs now, and with a new era comes new technology. There's a phrase there in that sentence, with a new something comes new something else. Okay, so you could use it like this, with a new job comes new responsibilities. How else could you use that phrase?
That is a great example. You might also say, with a new house comes new expenses. You have to spend money on things that you didn't spend money on before when you were renting an apartment.
And of course, with a new era comes new technology. Now we have DVD rewinders. Let's take a look at our keyword, technology. Of course, people are making more and more things these days that are very useful. Computers, new kinds of cell phones and smartphones, all the technology that is around us is very helpful.
That's right. So these are things made with scientific knowledge, machines, things that we use. And it's hard to say how much technology will improve or change over the next few years. And the DVD rewinder is a great time saver.
It's true. We have more to learn about how to use the DVD rewinder, but first, let's take a look at the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看 valuable 这个形容词。它的名字是 value, V-A-L-U-E, 意思是价值。所以形容词 valuable 是指贵重的、宝贵的或者是有价值的。例如 I learned many valuable lessons from my English professor. He's my mentor. 我从我的英文教授身上学会许多宝贵的功课，他是我人生的导师。 Valuable 也可以当名词，意思就是指值钱的东西。例如 Don't forget to take your valuables when you get off. 下车的时候别忘了携带贵重物品。继续我们看的是 pop into 这个动词片语。Pop 是指突然行动或突然伸出，所以 pop into 是指快速的放入或进入。注意它的过去式、过去分词和现在分词都要重复字尾的 p 再加上 ed 或者是 ing。例如 ，The chef popped the cake into the oven， 主厨快速的把蛋糕放进烤箱里。或者是 ，We popped into a fast food restaurant and bought some fries。我们冲进了一家速食店，买了些薯条。
Well, today we're continuing to learn about some funny inventions that, we don't really need in life. And of course, the first one we talked about today was the telephone dumbbell. Of course, everyone is leading busy lives, right? You have to go to work, you have no time to exercise, so why not attach a dumbbell to your office phone? So whenever you answer a call, you will be working out at the same time. Of course, another thing we're talking about is the DVD rewinder. What a very, very, it's kind of a silly invention. Who needs to rewind DVDs, right? Well, we're going to continue learning how to use this DVD rewinder. Let's do that now.
Five funny inventions we don't really need. After you finish your movie, just pop the DVD into the rewinder. It will rewind back to the beginning in no time. The sweetheart sweatshirt. How close are you to your girlfriend or boyfriend? Whatever your answer is, it's not close enough. You need a two-person sweatshirt. This sweatshirt has four arms and an extra big hood. Show your loved one how much you care. Invite them to join you in your two-person sweatshirt. These inventions are intended to be useful, but sometimes it's easier to do things the old-fashioned way.
Well, inventions should be useful, and let's learn a little bit more about this DVD rewinder to see just how useful it is. After you finish your movie, just pop the DVD into the rewinder. Well, that sounds pretty easy.
Yes, it sounds pretty easy, but not something that we really need to do with a DVD. But we do need to look at those keywords to pop into. Of course, you can pop the DVD into the rewinder. That means you are putting it in place so that the rewinder can do its job. You also pop the DVD into the DVD player when you want to play it. You can pop a CD into the CD player when you want to play your music.
That's right. So pop something into something just means to fit it in or place it, snap it so it doesn't move, and then you can use it. Maybe you could say, just pop your head into the theater. You just stick it in there very quickly and then pop out. So there are different ways that you can use this phrase.
All right. So after you finish your movie, pop the DVD into the rewinder. What will it do? Something magical. It will rewind back to the beginning in no time. Well, I think we need to take a look at that phrase, in no time. Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, it means that it won't take very long. It will just take a short amount of time. You could say that, oh, don't worry, your computer will be fixed in no time. It will be fixed very soon.
Okay, that's kind of a long trip, but we will be there in no time. We'll be there very soon. Or, my homework will be finished in no time. I will finish my homework very soon. Well, it's time for us to learn something with Steve and Ken in the information cloud. If you noticed, our author is writing in a way that kind of seems serious, but is she really serious about this stuff? Let's listen to what Steve and Ken have to say.
Does today's author really think the five inventions in this lesson are things we should go out and buy?
At a quick glance, it might seem that way, but no, she really doesn't. This article was clearly written tongue-in-cheek, and by that I mean it was not written to be taken seriously.
Right. Things that are said or written tongue-in-cheek are done so for the purpose of being humorous, subtly humorous.
In the second paragraph of today's lesson, our author is just raving about the DVD rewinder. She seems quite excited about it, but actually, she thinks it's ridiculous.
It's not that the author is being dishonest or insincere. She's attempting to be humorous, and I think it works to good effect.
Right, and if you haven't caught them already, the author does give us a few clues that what she's writing is not intended to be taken at face value. Can you find them?
Friends, if you're writing an email or text message containing subtle humor and you want to be sure your reader knows you're kidding, use the tongue-in-cheek emoticon, a colon, a hyphen, and then the capital letter J.
今天这一课的作者介绍五大有趣的发明。 他是真的要我们去店里买这些有趣的玩意儿吗？ 从字里行间，我们应该看得出作者的言论其实是 tongue-in-cheek。 什么叫做舌头在脸颊里？ tongue-in-cheek有着言不由衷或口是心非的意思。 如果有人讲的话或写的文章被形容是 tongue-in-cheek， 就表示你不能把它 当真，就像今天课文的作者，他其实是在反讽，故意把事情讲颠倒。他真正的用意其实是嘲笑这些愚蠢无厘头的发明。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Yes, our author does seem to be using a little tongue-in-cheek when writing this article. And we have one more invention to look at, the sweetheart sweatshirt. Now, pay attention to those words there, sweetheart and sweatshirt, two different sounds.
That's right. The sweetheart sweatshirt, what is this? Well, let's first take a look at that word sweatshirt. It's a kind of clothing that you can use, especially when it's cold outside. You might wear a sweatshirt to keep yourself warm. Often athletes will use a sweatshirt. It makes them sweat. They want to sweat a little bit, and so this helps to do that. That's why it's called a sweatshirt.
That's right. So if it is cold where you are right now, put on a sweatshirt and you will be warmer. Well, let's learn about this sweetheart sweatshirt. How close are you to your girlfriend or boyfriend?
That's an interesting question. How close or how intimate are you with your boyfriend or girlfriend? Her answer is, whatever your answer is, it's not close enough. Okay, I just want to say here now that our author is joking. Don't do anything that you shouldn't do. If you're dating someone, remember to keep good boundaries with that person.
That is very true, but here we are talking about an interesting invention, and our author is using tongue-in-cheek to make fun of these things. So, it's not close enough. You need a two-person sweatshirt.
Interesting. Okay, a two-person sweatshirt. This sweatshirt has four arms and an extra big hood. Aw, how cute. People can snuggle together inside one sweatshirt.
Well, if it is with your sweetheart, perhaps, and you can show them your love. And we read, show your loved one how much you care. Invite them to join you in your two-person sweatshirt.
Okay. All right. Well, how do you show your loved ones how much you care? There are many ways. Today, we have an odd suggestion to invite someone into your two-person sweatshirt. Well, friends, these inventions are intended to be useful, but sometimes it's easier to do things the old-fashioned way. I agree with that. These things seem kind of silly to me, Carolyn.
These inventions do seem a little bit silly, Gabe, but never know, you might find one or two of them to be at least a little useful. Well, I know something that is always useful. Learning with Michelle in the Language Lab. Let's do that now.
好，其实我们看的是 sweatshirt 这个名词。Sweat 是指流汗的汗 ，shirt 是指衬衫，所以 sweatshirt 是指宽松无领的运动衫。例如 ，Tina showed up at the party in jeans and a sweatshirt. Tina 穿着牛仔裤和运动衫出现在派对中。或者是 William bought a sweatshirt with the school's logo at the campus bookstore. William 在学校的书房买了一件有学校标志的运动衫。所以我们看的是 hood 这个名词。Hood 是指连在衣服上的帽子。例如 Larry bought a jacket with a detachable hood. Larry 买了一件可拆卸帽子的夹克。或者是 The boy loves to hide his face in the hood of his coat.这个男孩喜欢把自己的脸藏在外套的帽子里面。Hood 也可以指车子的引擎盖。例如 ,The mechanic raised the hood of the car to check the engine. 技师把引擎盖打开来检查引擎。And now I'll give the time back to our teachers.
We've learned about some very interesting and silly inventions the past 2 days. And I wonder, do you think any of them are useful?Would you want to use any of these inventions? Gabe, what do you think?
Well, I do think that the telephone dumbbell is kind of interesting. Actually, if I really got into that, I would be having someone call me maybe every 10 minutes so that I could exercise while I was at the office.
Well, I don't know if that's really helpful to getting any work done, but it would certainly help with your arms.
It's true. Well, what about you, Carolyn? What invention would you like, or is any of this useful?
Well, I don't think any of them are really too useful. What do you think? Talk about it in English with your friends, and we will see you next time here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. last a lifetime.